across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now I will actually replay for you because I just pre-record my interview earlier with my two guests today, and it's Lorraine Steedman, and she's the Paralympian and Strictly star, speaking about people getting in physical altercation on the roads, but also Ben Darby from Auto Trader. As Auto Trader has launched its new Swear to Change, it's a campaign designed to spark a constructive debate on road equality. Just a few figures, numbers you should know, actually. Over half of road users in the east of England have felt intimidated by other road users. 44% in the region have been shouted at, and 41% have been sworn at. 1 in 10 actually have even come to blows on Britain's road, which is, you know, go for a fight because you're not happy on the road. Interesting, really, really interesting. Anyway, so I've been talking about it with Ben Darby. I started actually with him. We had a few problems with the sound, so I don't know if it will work. I will wait a couple of seconds, so definitely you can hear properly the beginning of the interview, and then I will you will listen to me talking to Lorraine as well. Go straight to the question, though.
Okay.
So, Ben Darby, you are from Auto Trader, one of the people behind the study I talked about earlier on the show. Can you tell me a bit more about it? Why was it so important, actually, to do a story? And, tell me more about it, please.
Yeah, so as one of the UK's biggest marketplace for new and used cars, when we look at the 55 million visits we get to Auto Trader every month, we acknowledge that our audience isn't just car drivers. These people also make up, pedestrians, dog walkers, family members, basically people who use the road in lots of different ways. And I suppose when we think of UK roads, we often picture quite a dystopian place, a kind of stressful, quite negative place. But what this research has actually highlighted is really the extremes of that environment. So 49% of road users last year claimed to have been the victim of verbal abuse on the road as a result of road rage. But more alarmingly, 10% of road users claim to have actually been caught in a physical altercation on UK roads.
That's really, really a huge figure, like you said. Yeah, 1 in 10 road user, which is the equivalent of 5.5 million person, were actually involved in an altercation that become physical. That's really, almost scary, I have to say. So, what can you tell me a bit more about what is Swear to Change?
Of course. So, when we looked at the research and kind of looked at the main causes, it seems as if, there's been great change in, the infrastructure of UK roads in the last few years. So in terms of pedestrianisation, cycling lanes, all of these things have been introduced to basically improve inclusion for other road users in the UK. But probably what hasn't changed at the same pace is our attitudes on UK roads and these old, almost prehistoric ideas about road ownership. So what we really want to do is basically, we swear to change, is spark a debate and ask the points of views and opinions from all different types of road users on what they think needs to happen in terms of changing attitudes and behaviours on the road to improve road equality.
Yeah, definitely. Lorraine, good afternoon to you too. How are you?
Good afternoon. Very well, thank you.
Thank you. So you spend actually a lot of time running, cycling and driving on the UK roads. Is it why you are taking part of the campaign?
Definitely. I'm getting behind the campaign purely because I do use the road quite often. And there has been a few times where, I've just been training. It's my day job, and I felt a little bit intimidated and a little bit nervous through Road Rage, and for me it was important to see if we could actually shift this viewpoint into making a safer environment and, I suppose, a more harmonious sort of attitude towards other people on the roads.
Mm-hmm. And have you been in any sort of physical altercation on the road, or even your family or friends, or, you know, have you been part of the rudeness, I would say, we can have on the road?
Definitely. I think I come within one of those groups. The research found out that white van drivers, cyclists and taxi drivers are perceived as the most negative groups on the road, and the people think that they believe they have more rights than others. But if I'm honest, I'm very respectful when I'm out on my bike. I go early in the mornings to avoid the rush hour traffic. I know how frustrating it can be for car users. So, you know, I'm out there training early, and I am riding two abreast on the road, but it's safer for me to ride next to my training partner than it is behind in single file. And I'm allowed to do so. The highway code says so, and many people do not know this, and then they get angry and upset because they cannot pass. Well, I'm not a car. I'm just made of flesh and bones, and it's safer for me if I ride next to her so that you have to wait until there is a time you can pass and pass me safely and nobody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, as a woman, I would say, is it more, can we be more actually, I would say, fragile or sensible, or do you think we can have maybe I don't want to sound feminist, but maybe some, like you said, taxi driver or whatever, the men can be more, I don't know, just a bit rude, I would say, again, because we are women, you know, behind the wheel or something?
Well, this research was actually found across all road users, and no difference between men and women. And I don't think it matters if you are male or female. It is a case of how you approach driving, how you approach your awareness of the road, and to realise that everybody is human and everybody's got their own lives. And why take a risk on something or have road rage when you don't know what that other person is going through? You don't want to do something that actually you may regret for the rest of your life. It is always better to say sorry to a boss or a family member for being late than it is to a family because you have caused something that, you know, is undoable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you. Ben, can you maybe tell me a bit more about, you know, what do you think? You know, you're talking about swear to change. Do you think maybe we can try to educate more the future, you know, maybe the learner or the people how to, you know, to do like a training or something before going behind the wheel and being, you know, like a proper driver and learn how to respect each other on the road or in the road?
I think there's currently you know, lots of you know, additional courses, extensive courses available for all different types of road users, for those that actually want to learn more, you know, improve their you know, awareness and consideration for other road users. But they're all kind of you know, the choice for that road user. I think it's unlikely we're going to see mass adoption of all road users doing that and learning more and getting to grips with the legal side of the road. But I think, you know, if we can start a debate, and at least this is on people's radar with days like today, and it gets people talking, that's kind of one of the key things we want to achieve with this campaign. Get people talking, get people suggesting ideas, but more importantly, it's remembering that you're not the only person on the road.
Yeah, and can you just give our listener the way to simply you know, get in touch with you guys to help with the swear to change?
Yeah, to acknowledge everybody's contribution to the campaign, Ultra Trade is giving away 20,000 free pieces of reflective merchandise, and they come in the form of cyclist and running jackets, dog leads, and reflective backpack covers for school children. So if you go to autotrader.co.uk today, you can register for that merchandise and support the campaign.
Excellent. A big thank you. I know you are going, you know, we have to go, I'm afraid so. Lorraine and Ben, a huge thank you to being on Cambridge 105 Radio today. Thank you.
Thank you.